Hello, this is Dr. Virginia Goldsberg, Deputy Investigator Report on patient Raju Lari Prasad, date of birth 2/21/1947. Data procedure is July 30th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Virginia Goldsberg. Your referring physician is Dr. V. Nandam. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsies, comma, tattoo placement. Indication is abnormal CT scan, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, and form extent of pain period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, well explained to the patient. Patient is brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored, anesthesia care, digital rectal exam is performed. A lubricated almond studio colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and ran some direct vision to the cecum, which was there inferred by the presence of the appendiceal herbs, and the cecal valve complements the folds. The terminal, careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, signal colon, rectum, and retro flexure was obtained at the rectum period. Wilson bowel prep score was graded as a 1-2-1, comma, suboptimal to poor prep. Next line, the patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Next line findings. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 4-5, comma, 1-2, 2-2. Next line, tortuous colon. Next line, there was a 10 millimeter sessile hepatic flexure polyp, removal cold snare polypectomy. And next line, there was a approximately 8 millimeter sessile cecal polyp, removal cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was another 2 hepatic flexure sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy ranging in size from 6 to 8 millimeters. Next line. In the hepatic flexure area, there was a polypoid lesion that appeared depressed. On a difficult angle, with a fixated and tortuous colon, colon biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. This was approximately 2 to 3 centimeters in size. Next line. There were 2 transverse colon sessile polyps, approximately 8 to 10 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a proximal transverse colon, approximately 2 centimeter polyp, again in a difficult location with a tortuous and fixated colon, comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation histology, and a tattoo plate was placed just distally for marking. Next line, there was a distal transverse colon sessile polyp There were two distal transverse colon cysts, about 68 millimeters in size, removed cold from prostatectomy next line. There were two descending colon cysts, all polyps that were diminutive in size, removed cold prostatectomy next line. There was, there were three descending colon diminutive cyst polyps, removed cold biopsy, polypectomy, next line. There was a 6 millimeter descending colon cyst polyp, removed cold snare, polypectomy, next line. There was severe diverticulosis coli on the left with a spastic colon. In this area, next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids, no down retroflexion. There were small and non-bleeding, next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll refer to CARE for removal of the two polyps, one in the hepatic flexure and one in the proximal transverse colon. Next line. We'll need two-day prep for colonoscopy at CARE, given suboptimal support prep. Next line, we'll decide on follow-up colonoscopy pending findings of care colonoscopy. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Thank you.